I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Violence in the Central African Republic over the weekend hit Wycliffe Bible translators personally. U.S. President Bob Creason explains.
His name was Elisei Zama, and he was a translator with ACTBA, a Wycliffe partner organization there. He was in the capital city of Bangui, and he was trying to get his family to some safety in the midst of pretty violent fighting. He was shot and killed.
Zama was among 400 who were killed in the fighting. He leaves behind a widow and three young children. The Bible project he was working on is on hold, too. Would you reach out to them? Pray that the church would know how to be the church. Next, it's not only physical darkness that prevents people from hearing the gospel. Physical darkness gets in the way, too. Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions, is partnering with Myanmar Indigenous Ministries to provide solar panels to churches and gospel workers in Myanmar. This is allowing them to hold Bible studies for nationals even after dark. The ministry continues to combat the fears of animism. If you'd like to contribute, visit our website. And the kingdom of God is growing in a remote Guatemalan village. Dan Smith of Paradise Bound Ministry says their work in San Ramon began earlier this year.
San Ramon is a refugee village that has only been in place for about a year and a half, and there's really not much of a road going back here. In fact, we can only get to the village in the dry season.
There are many physical and spiritual needs which lead to gospel opportunities. Want to help the next San Ramon team? Pray.
If we're not just covered in prayer, all these plans that we might have will really amount to nothing.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips, Craig, and Dean's new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World. When you help M&N with your gift of any amount, I'll give you a copy. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.